take yourself back to March 2013, the end of March, there was a Grand Prix going on in Pittsburgh, known as Grand Prix Pittsburgh. I was there. I'm Chewy. I was asking people three questions. I was there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. What you're about to hear is the second part of Saturday. I know it's very old, but, you know, better late than never. Right, guys? Right? Anyway, do enjoy, and stay tuned for Sunday in August. Just kidding. I'll have it out soon. Sort of. Can you walk and talk at the same time?
I'll try.
Okay. So I'm walking and talking, at least attempting to, with Jackie Lee. How you doing?
Foobly-foob. All right, I'll try that again.
Okay, one more time. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
There we go. She had to slow down to say that, though.
Got it in two.
Do you have time for three questions while you walk?
I think I do, yes.
Okay. First question. If the 10 guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who would be the last one standing?
Obviously, Gruul.
Is it obvious?
It is obvious.
Oh, okay.
They're the brawlers of Ravnica. They don't, like, build buildings. They just fight each other all day.
Oh, so they have the most experience then.
Yeah. That's, like, if you want punching, you go to the Gruul, right?
Fair enough. All right, second question. What is your non-magic game of choice?
That's interesting. I like Dominion pretty good, but I haven't played in a long time. I feel like if I had to answer honestly, it would be Dance Dance Revolution. But I haven't played that in a long time either. It's just a game that I happen to be, like, kind of good at, and, you know, it's the type of game that I enjoy, so.
Just game and moving around don't go to hand in hand in me, but, you know.
Oh, actually, Arkham Horror is, like, I love playing that, too.
Is that a board game?
Yeah, it's a board game. It's kind of D&D-like. Mm-hmm. In that everybody just kind of, like, gets a character and walks around the board and tries to prevent the world from being taken over by monsters.
Like you do.
Yeah. And it's fun because it's co-op, so I enjoy it. But it's not like, you know, it's just a fun way to spend your time. It's kind of all it is.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So what games used to be before you got good at them, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
I can't even remember. I don't enjoy things anymore.
No, I don't either. This is work. I don't even like talking to you.
Yeah. It's good of you, though.
All right, last question. What is the worst creature in Magic?
Wasn't it Chimney Imp?
I don't know. Was it?
Squire is pretty awful.
Yeah.
The way things have been going, I think Squire might be worse than Chimney Imp.
You think?
Yeah.
Chimney Imp shows up every once in a while.
Yeah, at least does stuff.
Yeah.
Squire is just like, hey guys, I'm here and I'm a 1/2. Am I on time for this battle or what? I'm just like, take your shield and go home, Squire. We don't need you. We get like 3/3s with haste at your cost these days. And you're just standing here like, ready to go? No, you're not ready.
Okay, I lied when I said I don't enjoy talking to you. Oh, well, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. I opened well for once. I'm really pumped.
Really?
Yeah, I started the day really excited. I, like, tipped the house cleaning lady. She was nice, and I just felt like, I don't know, I wanted to give something to other people, and I feel like, you know, the world's a really bright place today, so.
And then here I am. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Fair enough. Well, if you have a spare dollar, I'll take it. I owe one of the judges.
All right.
But, good luck to you.
I don't know. That might get me kicked out of this venue.
That's possible. Yeah. Here's a dollar for the interview. What? No. Oh, well, thank you very much, Jackie. Good luck.
Thank you. Good luck.
Bye. Okay, round four is still over. We're waiting on round five to start. I'm standing here with Angelo, who doesn't matter for this case. And who are you, sir?
My name's Will, ma'am.
And why are you standing here with Angelo?
I'm his co-host on this podcast.
Which is?
It's Pit Imps, man. Yeah, it's what you should... I just assumed everyone listened to it already.
Well, they do, yeah. I mean, I don't, but I don't listen to anything. So, you know. You have time for three questions?
I sure do, man.
Excellent, excellent. First question, if the 10 guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who'd be the last one standing?
I'm going to guess it's Gruul. I mean, a barroom brawl sounds like their cup of tea, right?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Second question, what is your non-magic game of choice?
My non-magic game of choice at this point is StarCraft. StarCraft 2. I am a large fan of it.
Poor guy.
I know, man, I know. And I'm not even Korean, so I'm very bad at it.
We're better now. All right, last question. What is the worst creature in Magic?
The worst creature in Magic. I'm going to say Wild Nocatl. I guess worst creature ever, like for the game, or just that I never want to open up. What's the 7-mana 1/1 with Morph?
Scornful Egotist.
There you go, man. Scornful Egotist. Okay. Yeah, that's the guy I never want, right?
Unless you've got a Torrent of Flame in hand. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
I still like my answer better.
What was your answer?
Camel.
Camel. That's a good one.
That's good, yeah. All right. Well, how you doing today?
Yeah, 2-2, man. Not too bad.
What is it with you two?
Better than
us. Man, we work together. We hang out a lot. Yeah, it is what it is. We're twins. Can't you tell?
I walked up and I'm like, Angela? No. There's two of him. Put a hat on. You'll never know.
There you go.
Lord. Well, good luck to you, sir.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. You have yourself a good one.
So I'm standing here in the artist line for, which artist line is this?
Christopher Muller.
Okay. And who are you, sir?
Mike Poole.
Where are you from?
Detroit.
And you're in Pittsburgh.
I am.
Is this like going to a scaled down version of home?
No.
That's good. Do you have time for three questions, sir?
Absolutely.
Excellent. First question. If the 10 guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who'd be the last one standing?
Orzhov.
Why's that?
Because they would. That's it. They would.
You know, I've had lots of answers to this question, but everyone who says Orzhov says it so matter-of-factly, like, duh.
Yeah. It's just who you like.
Second question, what is your non-magic game of choice?
Hockey? Does hockey count?
It's a game. Yeah.
It's a game, hockey. Absolutely.
Who's your team?
Red Wings. Detroit.
Oh, Detroit, duh. Sorry.
Not the Penguins.
No, don't say that too loud. Good Lord.
I don't care.
There's people walking around in Flyers jerseys. I'm like, are you trying to die? Isn't the game tomorrow? They're trying to die. All right, last question. What is the worst creature in Magic?
Visardrix.
I'm amazed at how many people have said that this way. Is it because it's on the playmat?
No. I think it's badass on the playmat.
It is badass on the playmat. Sweet. Well, so I hear you dropped from the tournament. You're going to side event all day?
Yes.
Well, good luck to you, sir.
Thank you.
So I just walked up to offer a friendly reminder to this guy. He probably shouldn't have his bag out in the middle of the floor. And it's Nathan Holt. How you doing?
I'm dead in this Grand Prix, but I'm now going to commence casual games in which I can have fun and, you know, I don't know, not care about losing. It'll be a lot, I don't know, more fun than losing in a tournament.
That's why I didn't even play it. And he's playing, it looks like, a game of EDH against someone else that someone might recognize. Who are you, sir?
I'm Eric Klug, otherwise known as Klugalters online, I guess.
This is crazy. I get to knock two of you out with one. You guys have time for three questions?
Yeah.
Excellent. First question. If the 10 guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who would be the last one standing?
The Orzhov. They will just kind of sit back in the corner and kind of watch as the other guilds sort of destroy each other. When approached, they would simply pay off whoever it was to just not, you know, attack them. And then they're there to clean up at the end with a merciless eviction.
Fair enough. How about you? Which
I'm inclined to say Boros because that's my guild of choice. But logic, I think, says Gruul just because it's got the biggest dudes, you know, full of bouncers.
All bouncers, no customers.
Yeah.
Bouncers always win the bros.
Yeah.
All right, second question. What is your non-magic game of choice?
I'm going to say Super Mario Kart for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I missed the feather.
Yeah. You know, it's all about the red shell whammy and how well you can wield it / you know, be a lucky sack and get one. So I like that. I like variants in games.
Yeah. Eric?
Really in shape.
Well, if Nate's going to go a video game, I'll go a video game too. I'm going to say Resident Evil 4 for GameCube or Wii. I've played them all 12 times through at least.
Yeah. When it was re-released on the Wii, I did a little dance and bought it again at full price.
Yeah.
Because damn.
You'll get as much, I mean, you'll get so much play out of that game.
I still haven't finished all the assignment Ada and all that stuff, because I'm bad at this game. Last question, gentlemen, so you can get back to your EDH game. What is the worst creature in Magic?
Wood Elemental. Do you know what it does?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you know about Wood Elemental, yeah. Ask Eric, maybe I'll try to think of something somebody hasn't said before.
Chimney Imp. Gotta go with Chimney Imp. It's a classic.
So much hate for the poor stupid Chimney Imp. He can't help that he's stupid.
I mean, I was playing when Chimney Imp was around, so, like, he was the original bad creature for me.
Did you come up with anything better? You can stick with the Wood Elemental.
I guess I'll throw in Ornithopter, because even though it actually sees constructed play, it was like one of those things that I had to learn about what makes a good creature, and being free doesn't mean it's good. Even if I could unholy strength it on turn one, you know, I didn't understand the concept of card advantage or something like that. So I had a rude awakening with Ornithopter, and I've been holding a grudge ever since then about his worthlessness.
All right. Well, fair enough. What do we got here? Rafik and a Heartless Hitetsugu,
yeah,
really?
Man. You got a nice grip full of cards here.
You guys are
looking sweet.
Oh, with your all the mana in the world, two islands? Man. Wow. All right. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, Chewy.
All right, so round, it doesn't even matter what round it is.
Five, I think.
Is it five?
Well, round two for me, but five.
So that'd be five. Yeah, okay. I'm standing here. I'm captivated again by David Ochoa. How you doing, buddy?
Not so hot. I just lost. Got smashed very quickly. But I'm 4-1, which still means I'm alive and in the action, in the heat of things. So I got to win out, and you know, if I finish strong, then I'll be able to play tomorrow, which is going to be awesome because it'll be drafting.
All right, limited event, right?
Yeah.
I don't pay attention. So, do you have time for three questions then?
Yes, exactly three.
Exactly three. All right, first question. If the 10 Guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who'd be the last one standing?
Definitely Azorius. Got to rep my own guild. Although, in reality, I have to say that sadly it would probably not be Azorius. It would have to be something like, I want to say Gruul or Rakdos, because, you know, Gruul is probably pretty strong, and you know, Rakdos has got some very, very dangerous, chaotic elements. I think they'd probably want to try something devious and bring some sort of incredible weapon to it, like a gun or the magic equivalent of a gun. I don't know what that would be.
Magic missile.
Yeah, sure.
All right, second question. What is your non-magic game of choice?
My non-magic game of choice? Well, that would be Magic Online when the server's down. Oh, wait, hold on. All right. For reals, I would have to say it's probably... I enjoy playing Dominion every now and then. I don't play very often, so I forget the names of the games. We'll just go with Dominion.
Fair enough. Last question. What is the worst creature in Magic?
The worst creature in Magic? That would probably have to be Imp. Because, well, no, not Imp. Imp gets a lot of credit, I guess. I'm just thinking of Chimney Imp. But there's stuff like Stinkweed Imp and Nettling Imp, everyone's favorite. I mean, you just got to force those guys to attack.
Ignore it.
Oh, I know. The Black Order Nettling Imp. One of the better cards in Ice Age. But the worst creature in Magic, that would have to be something that's underrepresented. Or something that gets a lot of beats. It would be something like, I don't know, one of the creatures that only Mistform Ultimus is, because everyone points to Mistform Ultimus and it's like a cop-out. It's like, what's the top creature in Magic? Well, it's obviously Mistform Ultimus. What is the best oof? Well, Mistform Ultimus. It's an oof. So I'm going to go ahead and go with oof. They don't really do much. They're green, they tinker around, but they don't really get credit because they're small green creatures that don't rampage.
Well, fair enough then. Well, I hope you went out, sir. Good luck the rest of the day.
All right, well, thanks a lot.
Oh, did you have more?
That
was three. You said exactly three.
Exactly three. I suppose I can go with one more question, maybe.
I only have three prepared, though.
So, I caught you then.
So what color is five?
What color? Blue.
I think you're right, actually. It's Saturday, right?
It is Saturday.
Yeah, it's five, then.
Yeah. Blue.
Well, anyway, thank you very much, sir.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right, round five is still over. I just walked up to a group of people And I'm here. I did. I just started. I'm here to ask you three questions. Who are you, sir?
Shahar Shanhar.
And who are you, sir?
Sam Black.
And who are you, sir?
Eric Froelich.
No, no. That was for the listeners. You're killing me, Sam. They sound like Pat Chapin all over here.
That's one.
Damn
That's
it.
True. He did do that.
First question. If the 10 Guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who'd be the last one standing?
One last troll? Throw in the last troll. I don't know.
The 10 Guilds of Ravnica. About?
That's my... Which guild?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say which card.
The 10 Guilds.
Which card remains?
Orzhov.
Whatever card is indestructible.
No. I mean, Gruul, obviously, in a fight. I'll take Gruul in a fight.
Denier.
Got three good answers. Second question, what's
except
your non...
Sorry.
Yeah, except for yours. That was pretty bad. Thrun the last troll.
You didn't say it was a card. It would be a good answer if it was for
a
card and not a guild league.
He has a bit tolerance. Like,
he's been regenerating the whole time.
He's just over there drunk regenerating.
Martell is still standing.
Louis Scott Vargas, you want to get in on this?
What?
Three questions. Yeah. That's what I do. Sure. The 10 Guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl. Who'd be the last one standing?
Demir. Wouldn't have fought at all.
Yeah, obviously.
Fair enough. Second.
Sure, we're not on the last
one. That's an answer. We're like, that's not a good answer.
Orzhov is very obviously the first one down. Because the brawl obviously started when Gruul just punched him.
Yeah. Like, you need to pay what you owe me.
Thrun.
No, I'm going to punch you instead.
All right, second question. What's your non-magic game of choice?
Basketball.
All right.
Dungeon Lords.
What's that?
It's a board game.
Oh, okay.
League of Legends.
Fair enough.
Poker.
Yeah. That's a dumb question.
Thrun the last troll.
Thrun the last troll. I think Eric Froelich now is the last troll.
No, that's still going to be Martell. He is the last one.
I haven't hit him yet.
I just confused Martell and Kimler.
Jesus.
Well, I mean, they look exactly the same. All right, last question. What's the worst creature in Magic?
I can't answer it again. I don't know, Squire?
Fair enough.
Makes sense.
Wood Elemental.
Yeah, must be.
Step Length, because it tricks you into playing it. But probably actually Wood Elemental.
It tricked you once.
Yes.
I mean, you can just go through all of LSV's draft decks and name the worst creature in Limited. I'll go with Axebane Stag, Hexblade Golem, all the primordials. What costs eight? I know.
They're good.
Consume Spirit and Draft.
Wow, Wood Elemental's bad.
Wood Elemental.
I forgot how bad that guy was.
He's really bad.
I just deleted it. He's no Squire, though.
I'll bring it back up for you.
Maybe it was too good. Like, I need a power level.
It's green three. When it comes into play, or as it comes... Okay.
Just look at it.
Just look,
first,
it's
reading
bad.
The original text is even better.
No, you read the card.
Read the original.
The
original.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
Pretty cool art.
Yeah.
That's a rare.
Scary tree.
Jeez. Squires are rare.
No.
Time shifted.
Ryan Slotted.
That doesn't count. All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you all very much. Good luck in the rest of the day.
Can you edit out the Thrun?
Alright, so I left that big group of Magic players, and I'm now standing here with Josh Sutterlayton. How you doing, sir?
Doing good so far.
Excellent, excellent. Oh, and who are you, sir?
Yeah.
No, no one. I don't believe you now that you've said that.
Carry on.
He's shy. Do you have time for three questions? Excellent. First question. If the 10 Guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who'd be the last one standing?
It's gotta be the Gruul. That's their thing, right?
I mean, that's what
they're the brawlers. Yeah. So it's either the Gruul, they're the like favorites just on going in, but I think I'm going to go with Demir actually, because you know they're going to be hiding off in the corner, and then Gruul or whatever is going to be the last one left, and then Demir will just you know step behind him, slit their throat, whatever. So I think Demir is actually going to finish on top.
Seems good. You want to get out on this shy person?
Sure.
So who are you?
Go Dennis.
So what?
Go Dennis.
Oh really? I did not even recognize you without your face on.
Yeah, take it off for the tournament.
Did you hear the question?
No, I don't think I did.
If the 10 Guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who would be the last one standing?
Probably Rakdos. They're crazy. They'll just kill shit.
It's true. Second question. What is your non-magic game of choice?
League of Legends.
Makes sense.
Might be Dungeon Lords right now, but it changes.
Last question, and this is my favorite. What is the worst creature in Magic?
the worst creature in Magic. Ooh.
The serious Magic players always have to stop and think. I love it.
No, I just know.
Wood Elemental, I think that's what it's called.
You're correct.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty bad.
Fair enough. Well, thank you. You guys doing okay in the tournament today?
So far.
2-0 so far,
The problem with that question is it's not a matter of opinion. There's just one that's just the worst
just the worst one. That's the correct answer.
Well, it depends.
I mean, you could just be like Stoneforge Mystic. Like, I hate that card, you know?
I mean, like Luis said, Steplings tricks you into playing it. Like,
I had a financial guy tell me that Tarmogoyf was the worst. So, you know, it's all in your perspective. All right, well, thank you very much, gentlemen. Yeah, no you guys problem. Have a good day. I'm now standing here with a listener. Who are you, sir?
Cole Sims.
Are you sure?
I'm fairly certain.
All right. I'm digging the Ninja Turtle shirt, by the way. That's badass.
Thank you.
Do you have time for three questions?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. First question, if the 10 Guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who'd be the last one standing?
Probably have to say Rakdos. They don't seem to mind pain too much.
Fair enough. Second question, what is your non-magic game of choice?
Probably have to say Pokemon.
Anyone in particular or just in general?
I've been playing them since they came out, so...
I don't know what a Pokemon is. That's the thing in Smash Brothers that was cheating, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I have to tell people when someone's like, what's Magic? I'm like, it's a collectible card game. They're like, what's that? I'm like Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh! They're like, oh, so it's a cartoon. I'm like, anyway, last question. What is the worst creature in Magic?
Worst creature. An animated knowledge pool or time sifter.
That is awesome. All right. Well, so you're not in the GP, right?
I'm actually currently in it, climbing the loser's bracket.
Oh,
so,
sweet. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. I thought one of them said that you were side eventing at the moment.
No, I'm playing.
Well, they just assumed you scrubbed out, man.
Yeah.
That's friends for you. All right, well, good luck to you, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. I'm walking around in downtown Pittsburgh. I just ate at Permanent Brothers, courtesy of my boy JT. How you doing, sir?
Doing pretty good, pretty good.
You come here often?
Actually, I do not. I've lived in Pittsburgh like pretty much my entire life, and I do not hang out in downtown all that much.
Well, I can't say I blame you.
Yeah.
I think downtown is for tourists anyway.
Yeah.
So where are we going? We're going this way. Let's go this way. Well, of course you have time for three questions. We're walking down the street.
I do have time for three questions, but before that... I'm actually going to back up a second. I'm going to need to change two of my answers from the last one. So, at GP Charlotte, you asked me, if I was a planeswalker, what would my limit break be?
I did ask you that.
And at the time, I couldn't think of anything that was really me. So I just went with the whole, I'm going to use Venture's Ultimate. Exile anything whenever you cast a spell. But what I've come up with is, my limit break would be, I get an emblem with one in a blue... Blink target creature you control. Deadeye Navigator Soul Bond ability. Because anyone on the Manipool forums know that I am a huge Deadeye Navigator fan.
He really is. It's kind of scary, actually.
I wholeheartedly believe that Deadeye Navigator is actually the spirit of Venser. So, I mean, it makes sense. So, and then the other one. You can call me a magic hipster or whatever, but I actually don't want to see the Moonfolk get any more support because I hate playing the deck that everyone is suddenly all into. So instead, the Beelish tribe that I want to see get support are actually the Sphinges. Sphinxes.
Oh,
just because they're my second favorite creature type after the Moonfolk. So I would love to see them get some more support.
Until he finishes his Sphinx EDH deck and then he'll be like, you know, say goblins.
I was playing Sphinxes before. It was cool.
Lord. Well, are you ready for three new questions now that you've set the record straight?
Yeah, but I'm going to have to make another change to it later on whenever next time I see you.
I worry about this guy. All right, first question. If the 10 Guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who would be the last one standing?
Ooh. I was going to say Rakdos, but they would kill their own people, so they wouldn't be standing. I think it'd be Dimir, because they'd just be hanging out in the shadows, then whoever's left, they just pick them off.
Fair enough. Second question, what is your non-magic game of choice?
Ooh. Card game or video game or what?
I didn't specify.
Well, I've always been a huge card gamer, so even when I'm not thinking about Magic, I'm usually thinking about some other card game. Like, for a while, I was really into the Yu-Gi-Oh card game. I played the Dot Hack Enemy card game. I played Dragon Ball Z.
Yu-Hakusho.
All of those. So if I'm not playing Magic, I'm actually playing some other card game.
Fair enough. Let's see. Oh, last question. What is the worst creature in Magic?
The worst creature in Magic. Huh. See, this is kind of odd, because, like, I feel like every card has something that they can do. And, because, like, I mean, like I said, my favorite card right now is Deadeye Navigator, which is not that good of a card, but I just love it so much that I had to build a deck around it. But I kind of want to say... See, I don't know that much about the older cards, so everything I know is, like, more recent. So I'm like, my first instinct is Warclan Mastiff from M13. But, I mean, that's just, like, the first one that was, like, I thought it was good at first, but now it just sucks. So that's the best I can come up with.
Fair enough. That's the one with first strike, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Sweet.
Yep. Well... Thank you very much, JT. We should go back to the convention center and, like, do stuff.
Yeah. Wait, what kind of stuff?
Well, you know, whatever.
All right. wait, we're still recording?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Crap. hi.
All right, I'm full of food now. Went to Permanente Brothers. I highly recommend it if you haven't made it out there yet. And I'm standing here with Tom Martell. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, thanks.
Excellent, excellent.
Hanging in there.
You got time for three questions?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Excellent. First question. If the 10 guilds of Ravnica got into a barroom brawl, who'd be the last one standing?
Gruul. Best brawler out of the 10. Runner-up Orzhov might be able to lurk in the corner. Or actually Dimir, one of the two lurking in the corners, kind of stab from behind. But I think Gruul's the brawler.
Fair enough. Second question. What is your non-magic game of choice?
Used to be chess. These days, probably League of Legends recently.
Seems to be popular with the...
I imagine. Yeah, we've been playing it a lot lately.
That's terrible. last question. What... I forgot the last question. Hang on. I ate food. Now my brain shut down. They put french fries on my sandwich. It blew my mind. That's what they do. It's their thing.
Pittsburgh has some cool stuff like that.
It's true. Told me earlier. He's like, so you know you're going to hit someone really big and you're going to forget your questions. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Happens to the best of us.
It was Barn Brawl. Oh, what is the worst creature in Magic? How did I forget that? It's my favorite question.
The worst creature in Magic?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Probably something from Alliances, would be my guess, in the dark. Could be something from Fallen Empire. It's one of the two. But I honestly have no idea. Scornful Egoist. Egotist is like an answer, but it combos with some stuff. So probably not. I am not sure.
Oh, well. Just a cop-out, you know.
That's a hard question. There have been a lot of creatures. There have been a lot of bad creatures.
There have been a lot of bad creatures.
Yeah.
All right. Well, for the record, apparently, according to Sam Black, the objective right answer is Wood Elemental.
So that is actually also Patrick Chapin's answer.
What? No, I haven't seen Patrick.
But I'll tell you, so Patrick Chapin has this game you play where you can, it's just like three-card drafting game where you can then build your deck out of as many copies of the cards you want, as many guild gates, and as many wood elementals.
Ooh.
Which suggests that wood elemental is the actual worst creature in Magic because it's like the default filler in that format. So I think that's a good answer.
Fair enough. All right, well, good luck to you for the
Thank
rest
you.
Of the
My pleasure.
I'm now standing here with, who are you, sir?
Alexander Hayden.
No, I've never heard of you. No, I'm sorry. There was that one time I heard of you.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, okay. And who are you, sir?
Ben Weinberg.
You have heard of. I'm here to ask you three questions. Are you ready?
Sure.
That was not one of the questions. First question, if the 10 guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who'd be the last one standing?
Pretty sure it's Gruul. Just beat the crap out of everybody.
What you got?
Dimir, they're hiding in the shadows. Like, everyone else kills themselves.
Seems good. Next question, what is your non-magic game of choice?
Chess.
Seems good.
Magic Online or Soulforge?
You know, that's the first Soulforge I've heard all this time. It's crazy. Oh, well. Last question, what is the worst creature in Magic?
Pretty sure it's that elemental that, like, costs 4 mana. It's 3 colors and a green, and, like, I don't even know the name of the card, but you have to, like, sacrifice untapped forests to put +1/+1 counters on it.
Wood elemental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. That one's pretty bad.
It is.
The ever popular Squire.
No, Squire's awesome.
I mean, yes, it wears a jit, but it's still bad.
Man, I've done well in tournaments with Squire on my sideboard before.
What?
Just for troll value.
Hang the last troll. All right, well, you guys still playing?
Yes. Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Well, good luck to you both. Thank you very much. Right, round, what did he say, round eight?
Yep, round eight.
Round eight just started. I'm standing here with Jared Silva. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well.
What are you on today? Like, I can't tell.
I'm the team lead of the floor team, so we're making sure that we keep good coverage over all of the floor. And I'm also in the burgundy shirt, so that means that I can take appeals. Mm-hmm. Jeff Morrow is the primary head judge, and then Christian is the secondary head judge. And I'm the backup option. So if all else fails, you get me.
So Jared Silva is a robot and he's tertiary.
Yep.
Gotcha. And somewhere Brian Prilliman is grinning right now. He has no idea why. Oh well. So, you have time for three questions?
Absolutely.
Excellent. First question. If the 10 guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who would be the last man standing?
Last man standing is probably Rakdos, because not only do they like to hurt other people, but they don't mind when you hurt them.
They kind of like it. After the whole, it works. I don't believe I said that out loud. I'll have to edit that. Next question. What is your non-magic game of choice?
My non-magic game of choice, Lord of the Rings Online.
Really?
Yeah.
It's still playing? Is that still going?
It's still going. It's free to play, but you can upgrade to be a VIP and get access to more content.
Oh, okay. When I heard it, usually free to play is a death knell.
Yeah, usually it runs out. I actually have a lifetime membership from when they first did it. It was $200 and you get a lifetime membership, so I get to play as much as I want to. Me and my brother play from time to time. It's a good way for us to stay in touch when he's back up in Massachusetts. I'm down in Virginia.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right, third question. What is the worst creature in Magic?
The worst creature in Magic? The worst creature in Magic? I'd have to say it's got to be something out of Legends, right? There's a lot of them that are bad, but say Marhaut Elsdragon's pretty fun as a pretty bad one.
He's pretty bad. Doesn't he have Rampage?
He might have Rampage, but he's so massively overcost that it doesn't even matter.
I think he costs like 36 for a 4/6 or something.
Yeah, it's like, it's just, there's some really bad creatures in Legends.
John Oliver's giving you a weird look. I don't know what that's about. It's a little creepy. All right, well. Okay, well, I hope that they decide to name the modern deck after you. And thank you very much, Jared.
All right, no problem.
All right, I'm now walking during the end of round eight with Conley Woods. How you doing today?
X2, on the brink. On the brink.
Isn't that where you live your life, though?
I prefer not to.
Oh. Never mind, then. How about three questions, then?
That was a question.
No, three more.
All right.
Okay, first question. If the 10 guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who'd be the last one standing?
Who would be it's gotta be Gruul. They're just too big. Like, when you're drunk, you don't have the agility and stuff that you normally do, right? So, like, all it comes down to is I'm a big, giant dude with a club in my hand. And, like, they're probably just gonna beat the crap out of you.
I wasn't actually asking for a biography, but I guess that works.
Hey.
Second question. What is your non-magic game of choice?
League of Legends.
Yeah, probably should have known that, shouldn't I?
I mean, if you were to like narrow it down to like board games and stuff, it gets maybe different. I don't know, but as far as just any game ever, it's definitely League.
Fair enough. Last question: what is the worst creature in Magic?
The worst creature in Magic, stone throwing devils.
I don't remember that one.
I don't even remember it either. I'm just picking a card.
Oh well.
I think it's one black for like a 1/1 that does something.
But not something good, apparently.
No, it's definitely not good.
All right, well, tweet at Conley Woods and tell him what Stone Throwing Devil does.
All right, yeah, tweet at me. I'll respond. I'm sure it's a bad card. I'm just going with it. What's the worst creature in Magic's tough to evaluate?
It is.
Like, do you say Polar Kraken? I don't know. He's bad. Like, I don't know what to pick. Do you pick Squire? He's pretty bad.
Apparently, Sam Black has determined that the objectively worst creature Magic is Wood Elemental.
Wood Elemental is very bad.
Yeah.
I don't think it's objective, but he is very, very bad.
Yeah.
He's probably better than, or he's probably worse than Stone Throwing Devils, whatever Stone Throwing Devils is.
Well, thank you much, Conley. All right, I'm now standing here with Melissa DeZoria. How are you doing today?
Hi.
Last I saw you were.
I am X2, 6-2 right now, so okay, I need to win another round.
You can do it, right?
Yep.
You got
I'll
this.
Probably do it, yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Do you have time for three questions?
Sure.
That was not one question.
Okay.
First question, if the 10 guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who'd be the last one standing?
Probably Boros.
You think?
Yeah, they like to beat down, right? They beat everyone up.
Fair enough. Second question, what is your non-magic game of choice?
Oh, that's actually tough. I'll go with Race for the Galaxy.
It's a board game, right?
It's a card game.
It's a card game?
Yeah.
Okay, I've not heard of this then.
It's awesome.
Is it awesome?
Yeah.
I hear it's awesome. Are you just the silent protagonist? Who are you?
James Searles. I'm her boyfriend and partner in crime.
Oh, okay. Well, you want to get in on this too?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't mean to ignore you.
No, that's fine. Hey, you know, it's your interview. You do what you want.
What's your answer to the first question then?
Oh, probably actually Grohl. Yeah. Or Dimir. You know what? I'm going to go with Dimir. Because no one would know they were there and they'd kill the last guy.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's a good answer. What about Galaxy 2?
No, I'm actually going to go with Lord of the Rings, the living card game. It's probably my favorite non-magic game right now. Yeah, it's actually a cooperative game, but you also build decks. So it has, like, you play against a deck, but you play together against that deck. And, yes, you build your own deck. So it's like kind of like a magic-ish feel because you get to build your own decks. But it's a very, very cool because it's cooperative.
How old is that?
It's brand new. I think it's about a year and a half.
Okay, I have heard of it.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's by Fantasy Flight Games.
Oh, no wonder it's cool then.
Yeah, okay. They do a good job.
Duh. All right, last question then. What is the worst creature in Magic?
Worst creature in Magic is Woodland Druid. It's just like a 1-2.
Oh, okay.
Everyone likes to play Woodland Druids in their draft decks, you know? They just play the 1-2 guy, but it's terrible. And every time they play the 1-2, I say, why do you play Woodland Druid in your deck? So any 1-2 guy at the Woodland Druid is terrible.
I learned something new today. How about you?
I'm going to go with Jovan's Ferrets. Just on principle.
Look, they're so cute.
They are. They're too cute. Yeah. That's why they're the worst.
Oh. Okay, I'll give you that then. All right. Well, thank you very much, you two. Good luck. Are you playing?
Yeah, I'm 7-1.
7-1. Well, good luck to both of you
then.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm now standing here with, who are you, sir?
Justin.
And you're on Twitter, right? Who are you?
I am Incognitus on Twitter.
Yeah, that's you.
That's me.
Are you Incognitus?
Sometimes.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I stole from Family Guy.
If he told you that, it wouldn't really be Incognitus, now would it?
That is true.
This is very true.
That's the Peanut Gallery's JT again.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. Are you ready for three questions?
I suppose.
Since you saw me yesterday and didn't say anything because you were tired and didn't want to get blindsided.
Well, I needed food.
Yeah, good answer. Yeah, okay. I just did three questions with two people. It took me 2 minutes. He would have died in those 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Actually, I was there yesterday, too, so don't feel bad. So, first question.
Yeah.
If the 10 guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who'd be the last one standing?
Well, Gruul. Because they're big and strong and big and angry.
And strong. Fair enough. Second question. What is your non-magic game of choice?
StarCraft.
You're one of those people, huh?
I am one of those people.
Vanessa,
I still love you.
What's your problem with StarCraft?
No, I just don't do real-time strategy games.
Fair enough.
Yeah, other than Halo Wars, because it was dumbed down for us stupid people. So I
couldn't get I couldn't get that one.
It's because you're smarter than that. See, that's your problem.
Fair enough.
You got to be dumb. it's working well for me. Last question. Shut up, JT.
I didn't say anything.
Last question. What is the worst creature in Magic?
Worst creature in Magic. I'm going to go back to when I thought it's probably not as bad as I thought it was when I was 10 when I got this card. Leviathan. Because you had to sacrifice so many islands just to do anything with it.
It's pretty bad.
It wasn't fun.
Sweet. All right, well, so you're not still playing.
I'm probably going to play the last round today.
Oh, just because...
I could use a planeswalker. I'm 5-3 right now.
Oh, okay.
I could use a planeswalker points.
Fair enough.
And I'm here.
What else are you going to do, right?
I don't feel like drafting right now. I don't feel like going back to the room to get my standard deck.
Yeah?
Yeah. Right. I'll do all that shit tomorrow.
Word, well.
Oops, sorry about
that. Good luck to you. No worries. Good luck to you then, sir.
Thank you.
All right, so round 9 is over, and I'm standing here with John Stern. How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good.
You still in?
I'm 8-1.
Oh, you're all... What kind's of in, then?
Yep, I'm
excellent,
in.
Excellent, excellent.
So why do I know you? I know you won something not too long ago, but I can't remember what.
Well, I won GP Atlantic City.
That was the first one.
And I did okay at the PT Top 16. And
that too, yeah. Okay.
Ninth last week in San Diego.
That was the last one. Okay. Yeah. Jeremy was Schofield was very to point out that you finished ninth.
Yeah.
PT.
Yeah, but I won into ninth. It's not like I missed on tie breaks. Yeah. It was a clean cut. Happy with the finish.
Sweet. Yeah. Well, do you have time for three questions?
Sure.
Excellent. First question. If the 10 guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who'd be the last one standing?
Probably Gruul. But I think maybe Demir would be slinking off in the corner, lying down, pretending he's dead. So,
fair enough. Second question, what is your non-magic game of choice?
Probably some sort of sports. I play hockey, squash, something like that. Other board games are good, too. Dominion.
You want to narrow it down to one?
Dominion.
Okay, fair enough. I've been getting that a lot. I need to look into this game. Somebody's excited.
Hey, have you played Ascension? It's sort of like Ascension.
I haven't played that either. Okay. No. I'm a bad dork.
All right.
All right, last question. What is the worst creature in Magic?
Pack Rat. worst, like in terms of power? I don't know. Crimson Manticore, wasn't that card terrible? I don't remember what it does.
I don't either.
I think it's a 2/2 flyer for 4 with a penalty or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It was in red, right?
Yeah, it's red.
Well, they're not allowed to have that.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, then, good luck to you the rest of the day,
right,
sir. Hope you do well tomorrow.
Thanks.
So I'm now standing here with Hall of Famer Zvi Moshewitz. How you doing?
Good.
That was not one of the questions. Do you have time for three questions?
What are the questions?
That was also not one of the questions.
All right, yeah.
But better. Do you have time for three more questions? Let's do it that way.
Wow, it's going to be 6. Okay, sure.
It's going to be 27 by the time I'm done. First question. If the 10 guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who would be the last one standing?
In a barroom brawl? Rakdos.
I just didn't lose it.
It's a barroom.
And it was probably because everybody has a language.
I can see that. Fair enough. Second question. What is your non-magic game of choice?
Through the Ages.
What's that?
It's a board game.
Technology.
It's amazing.
I
played in the World Championships the last 2 years, finished 3rd and 2nd.
Nice.
Randy Buehler finished 2nd and 1st those 2 years. So, yeah.
You're still doing better than I am. That doesn't take much. Last question. What is the worst creature in Magic?
Ooh, good one. The worst creature in Magic. What's that, like, X-Zero that actually just dies? Anyone remember? I guess sounds like that, yeah. Like the 8-0, yeah. Like it actually doesn't even stay in play, right? I'm gonna go with that.
Well, how you doing today?
8-1, just lost to Ari.
Well, if you're gonna lose to somebody.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Right.
Yeah. Thank you very much, sir. Good luck tomorrow.
Yep, thanks.
So it's round 10?
Round 10.
Round 10 just started, and Ari Lax is done.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. And I'm also standing here with Mark's son.
How are you doing?
How are you guys doing? You good?
I'm 10-0, so I can't complain.
Oh, well, you could, but no one would like you.
No, exactly.
And I scrubbed out, so not feeling as great. But still feeling pretty good to be here.
Excellent. Well, you guys have time for three questions?
Yeah.
Excellent. First question. If the 10 guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who would be the last one standing?
Demir. Because in the end, no one would notice that he's standing.
That's pretty good. All right, I can't match that answer. I mean, I was going to say Gruul. That's just the obvious answer because, I mean, they're all about fighting. So I would go with Gruul, but I guess Demir is more sneaky.
I mean, I'm
like
Demir,
that.
So I got to vote for that.
I like that.
Guild loyalty, I like that. I don't like that at all. Next question. What is your non-magic game of choice?
Oh, jeez. Non-magic game of choice? You go first on this one.
I'm playing lots of League of Legends. I just downloaded the game. Like, I think it's been like 2 weeks and I'm already low 20s. So definitely enjoyed it a lot. I used to play Warcraft 3. So this is like Warcraft 3 except you don't have to command a bunch of troops. And then, you know, you get with your friends. Like, there's a lot of cross-chatter. Like, a lot of Magic players I know play League as well. So
I've heard
pretty,
that answer a lot.
Yeah. So it's pretty sweet. Yep.
Sweet. What you got?
I don't really play like a lot of the online multiplayer games. I've spent enough of my time like learning how to get good at Magic, and if I played any of those games, I'd waste way too much time trying to get good at them. So my game of choice is either Zelda Majora's Mask or Resident Evil 4. I'm not really sure. Those are like a toss-up.
Have you played RE4 on the Wii?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is wonderful, but Majora's Mask just has like the best side quest integration of any game ever.
Oddly enough, after Ocarina of Time, I sort of stopped paying attention. I think I bought all the Zelda games. I don't think I've actually played any of them since.
They're so good.
I'm so bad at this. Oh, well, last question. What is the worst creature in Magic?
Worst creature in Magic? Probably Wood Elemental.
Dang it.
You're going to say the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of want to. I don't know. I think I'm a really bad one. See, Wood Elemental is just, like, default the worst one. I don't know. I guess I just have to, like, match his answer. I can't really think of a worse one right now.
Off the top of my head. There's, like, some, like, 2-1 for 2 wall with a drawback, or, like, wall of Caltrops. It has, like, some obscure thing. Like, it's just, like, a really, really bad design. Like, Wood Elemental's at least trying to do something cool. Wall of Caltrops is, like, a 2-1 for 2 that's, like, something about non-walls. I don't even know. I don't want to think about it.
I'll take that. That's fine.
Fair enough. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. Good luck for you tomorrow.
Thanks.
And,
I'll play Standard tomorrow. I trip to not a PT and go to Wizards instead.
The Super Standard or something? Yeah. Good luck to you, sir.
Thanks.
So I'm standing here with a man that looks very familiar, and I couldn't figure out why. It turns out you're who?
Frank Carson.
Holy crap. So how you doing today?
I've been doing okay. It was actually completely coincidental that I'm here in Pittsburgh, because I haven't been playing that actively lately, but I was just in Pittsburgh for a research visit at the university here, and Versus was just kind enough to plan a GP just while I'm here. And
that's why they did it, you know?
Yeah, so I've been... of course. So I've been reading cards this morning, but I managed to sneak into day 2 with 7-2, so happy with that.
When you got it, right?
Yep.
Well, do you have time for 3 questions, sir?
I do.
Excellent. First question. If the 10 guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who would be the last one standing?
That would be Azurius.
Really? Why is that?
They just seem like a bunch of do-gooders that wouldn't really last that long in a big brawl.
Fair enough. Second question, what is your non-magic game of choice?
Zelda Link to the Past.
You are my hero, sir.
Okay.
Sorry, last question. What is the worst creature in magic?
The worst creature in magic. It must be some kind of kobold from back in the days. There used to be 0/1 creatures that don't do anything at all. I'm sure there are worst ones, but I can't think of any, so that'll be my answers.
Well, thank you very much, sir. It was very good to meet you, and good luck.
Thank you.
So there you have the end of Saturday at GP Pittsburgh. This was a really good one to record. I got all kinds of big names, got to meet a bunch of listeners. It was awesome. And stay tuned for Sunday, which was the last day of GP Pittsburgh. You know, like Sundays usually are at Grand Prix. And then my life-altering flight from danger as I had to leave the venue early. But that's for next time, which I assure you will be out well before Skynet becomes self-aware. So if there's a Terminator stomping your head right now, yeah, that's my bad. I'm sorry. But until then, thank you all very much for listening, and go play some Magic.